Avon and Wiltshire Mental Health Partnership Trust. Quality Report. Care Quality Commission. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. This recording does not need to be returned. Care Quality Commission. CQC is the independent regulator of all health and social care in England. We are given powers by the government to register, monitor and inspect all health and care services. Avon and Wiltshire Mental Health Partnership Trust. Bath NHS House, Newbridge Hill, Bath, Somerset, BA1 3QE. Telephone 01249 468 000. www.awp.nhs.uk. Quality Report. CQC carried out an inspection of this provider on the 4th of September to the 4th of October 2018. This summary of the provider report describes our judgment of the quality of care provided by this trust. We based it on a combination of what we found when we inspected and other information available to us. It included information given to us from people who use the service, the public, and other organisations. Overall rating for this service requires improvement. Are services at this location safe? Requires improvement. Are services at this location effective? Good. Are services at this location caring? Good. Are services at this location responsive? Requires improvement. And are services at this location well led? Requires improvement. Summary of findings. Avon and Wiltshire Mental Health Partnership NHS Trust provides mental health services across a catchment area covering Bath and North East Somerset, Bristol, North Somerset, South Gloucestershire, Swindon and Wiltshire. It also provides services for people with mental health needs relating to drug and alcohol dependency and mental health services for people with learning disabilities. The Trust also provides specialist forensic services for a wider catchment extending throughout the South West. We previously carried out a comprehensive inspection of Avon and Wiltshire Mental Health Partnership NHS Trust in June 2017 as part of Comprehensive Mental Health Inspection Programme and rated the Trust as requires improvement overall, although we rated it good for caring, responsive and well-led. At this inspection, the overall rating stayed the same. We rated safe, responsive and well-led as requires improvement, and rated effective and caring as good. Our rating for the Trust considered the previous ratings of services not inspected this time. We rated well-led for the Trust overall as requires improvement. The rating for well-led is based on what we found during our well-led inspection, but also takes into account the aggregated ratings from each of the core services. Ratings for other key questions are derived from aggregating the ratings from each of the core services. Whilst the Chief Executive provided positive and passionate leadership, working with two strategic transformation plans, STPs, took up a considerable amount of time. The Trust had not progressed a number of required improvements as quickly as it should have done. We were concerned that the Trust did not have the leadership capacity it needed to deliver its vision and strategy, as well as focus on day-to-day delivery. Although the Trust had a vision for what it wanted to achieve, staff were not fully aware of the Trust's plans to turn this into action. The relatively new Trust strategy had not really been embedded across the Trust, and staff were unclear as to the direction of travel and how they played a part in achieving the strategy. The measures or milestones to demonstrate progress with the strategy were not clear and were not well understood. However, the Trust had structures, systems and processes in place to support the delivery of its strategy, including committees, subcommittees and team meetings. The Trust did not use a systematic approach to continually improve the quality of its services or safeguard standards of care. There was a lack of quality governance systems in place. However, there were some good local initiatives to improve services being progressed in different services across the Trust. It was unclear how some of the assurance frameworks used by the Trust related to one another. For example, there was no clear alignment between the Board Assurance Framework and Corporate Risk Register, although the Trust was subsequently reviewing this. However, the Trust had structures, systems and processes in place to support the delivery of its strategy, including committees, subcommittees and team meetings. In 2018, the Trust underwent an external review of its committees and their terms of reference. The review identified the need for more robust quality governance reporting systems. Prior to undertaking an inspection, CQC asks Trust to submit a range of up-to-date information about how it manages and delivers its services. The Trust was unable to provide us with the full range of information requested. The Trust appeared to hold information at service level, but we were told it was difficult to pull this together to give a Trust-wide picture. This led us to question whether the Trust Board had all the information it needed to assure itself of the quality of care delivered across the Trust. Across the acute wards and psychiatric intensive care units, the Trust had not made the improvements that we told it must be made at the two previous inspections, in 2016 and 2017. At this inspection, we found that there were still improvements required to ensure that environmental risks related to ligatures and seclusion practices were effectively managed. Within the child and adolescent inpatient unit, we found that some of the environmental risk issues that we identified at the last inspection remained. During a period of building works, the ward was unable to admit young people with a high level of risk because it could not care for them safely. Although the Trust planned to relocate the ward to complete the next phase of building works, it was unclear when this would take place. Community child and adolescent mental health teams were understaffed, and there was a high turnover of staff. We found staff had increased levels of stress, caused by a combination of complex caseloads and the pressures of long waiting lists. We rated the DAISY unit, an inpatient service for people with a learning disability, as inadequate overall. We found that there were a high number of physical interventions used to manage the behaviour of patients, but that the unit did not have a plan to reduce the use of these practices. The model of care was not clear. The unit did not have a focus on enabling people to leave hospital and integrate back into the community in line with national guidance and best practice. Staff, including managers, did not know about the Freedom to Speak Up guardian, and some staff were not aware of the whistleblowing procedure. Many staff we spoke with were concerned about a current review of the administration staff roles, and were concerned this would lead to a reduced number of administration staff. The roles and purpose of Infection Prevention and Control, IPC, within the Trust needed further development. IPC was not a high priority throughout the Trust. However, the new Director of Nursing and Quality had taken on the Director of Infection Prevention and Control role and was planning to ensure this was given a higher priority to ensure patients were not put at risk of infection whilst receiving care at the Trust. However, the Trust Board and senior leadership team had a wide range of skills and experiences and were passionate about wanting to deliver safe, high-quality services for the patients that used the Trust services. The non-executive directors brought a range of expertise from their professional backgrounds, such as organisational change and financial performance. The board was building a new leadership team. There had recently been a number of new directors appointed. Following the appointment of the Director of Finance, there was now assurance that, while there was still more to do, there was movement towards a more robust and transparent financial position. The new Director of Human Resources had made good progress to address recruitment issues, and the newly appointed Director of Nursing and Quality had a good grasp of what needed to be done to address the quality governance issues. The culture of the organisation had improved since our last inspection. The majority of staff said they felt respected, supported, and valued by the Trust. Staff felt that the senior leadership team had supported a number of significant improvements in services, and as such, staff now had more confidence in senior leaders. Staff treated patients with compassion and kindness. They respected patients' privacy and dignity and supported their individual needs. We observed staff responding well to individual patient need. Staff usually involved patients and those close to them in decisions about their care and treatment. The Trust had a structured approach to engaging with people who use services, those close to them and organisation representing them. The wards, teams and divisions had access to feedback from patients, carers and staff and were using this to make improvements. Within the core services, staff analysed, managed and used information well to support all its activities, using secure systems with security safeguards. The wards and community teams had good systems and processes in place to assess and monitor quality and safety. Staff participation in audits was good, and there were regular audits conducted, including infection control and medication audits. Acute wards had moved towards a Trust-wide approach of bed management, with the aim of ensuring a bed could be found as near as possible to where they lived for anyone who needed to be admitted. The Trust had introduced a daily bed management call for all ward managers and matrons to manage the effective discharge of patients and any potential barriers to discharge. And staff assessed the mental health and physical health of patients on admission. Staff supported patients with their physical health and encouraged them to live healthier lives. You can ask your care service for the full report or find it on our website at www.cqc.org.uk or by telephoning 03000 616161. End of recording.